Well, welcome to the Washington Defender podcast. I'm Brian Noble, your host, and I'm with Jan Heimbach. Did I get it right?
You did. You got
awesome.
It.
That's great. And she's from BIAW. And so we're excited to have you on today, Jan. Welcome to the program.
Good to be here. Thanks for having me, Brian.
Now, BIAW, you guys were a big part of getting an initiative 2066 over. Give us a little history of that and what we did on this last election season.
Yeah. I-2066 was the initiative that addressed energy choice and access to natural gas in homes and businesses across Washington state. A little bit of the history. Over the course of a number of years, some local governments and our state building code council have slowly disincentivized to the point of making it completely impossible to put natural gas in new and remodeled buildings. And then the legislature passed a bill that told Puget Sound Energy, which is one of our utility companies here, to geographically electrify their entire system, which tells them long term, we need you to take people off of natural gas. So we have a problem with that as home builders. We think that energy choice is important. We know it's less expensive to heat a home with natural gas, and it helps keep housing costs low. So with the partnership of places like Family Policy Institute and a whole bunch of other folks, went out and collected a record number of signatures in just 7 weeks. We had seven weeks to do it, to get qualified. We have the second most signatures ever collected on an initiative in Washington state to get qualified for the ballot. Went to the ballot, passed the initiative. There are four initiatives on your ballots this year. We are the only one that passed. And that's because we think the people of Washington really do indeed want some energy choice and want to be able to choose how they are heating and cooling their homes and businesses.
Yeah, that's an excellent thing. And so for FPIW Action, one of the things that we looked at it as is that the impact on family and financial stress that they're going to have if they had to replace to electric, you know, it could be 30,000, could be 60,000. We, you know, the number is kind of unknown a little bit, but that stress alone is something that we said we got to step up as FPIW Action and make sure that families do not incorporate that stress, and also the freedom of environmental stewardship. Natural gas is a clean source of energy.
And we absolutely agree. We need more energy choices and sources on our electrical grid. We do know that the cost of forced transition from a home, sort of your average sized home, it's probably between $40,000 and $70,000.
Wow.
Probably starts at $40,000 just to convert a house when someone decides that they're going to shut your neighborhood off, and that's expensive. That's expensive for middle class families. That's expensive for upper middle class families. That's expensive for lower economic segments as well. It's very expensive. And removing an energy source and removing it from the grid makes our other energy sources more expensive. And so we know it would have had a really big impact on families, which is why we stepped up and with our partners to say, you know what, we need energy choice. We need this energy source in the places that want it, so that they can continue to, you know, live their lives, take care of their families, heat their homes, cook their pasta over the blue flame. And, you know, in case of power outages, also stay warm.
There are
lots of things that natural gas does to help actually relieve the pressure of power outages and keep people warm and safe in their homes. And it's just a shame that the folks who are opposed to it have chosen, like they just filed a lawsuit yesterday, have chosen to kind of undermine our democracy, try to undermine 2066 to stop its implementation and to stop the will of the people. Seattle and King County and climate activists have sued, claiming that this is violates single subject. We don't believe it does. It was strategically and narrowly tailored to address natural gas choice for everyone in Washington. So we are all about the election results. We think they were valid. We think we should follow the will of the people and continue to provide choice to people across Washington.
What people don't realize is that Washington State, our Constitution, has one of the strongest initiative and referendum processes for we the people. In fact, our Constitution in Washington State says that we reserve this right to the will of the people, and it's the only power that we don't give over to our legislators. And so it's incredible. You just said the people decided this, and that is incredibly important that they made this decision. And our constitutional rights are very important. It also has our freedom of speech and all the other areas that impact our life and our families. And so, you know, I thank you for standing up. I think there's another thing that it really demonstrates, and I don't know if people are capturing this win, is that you guys got the initiative through without the yes vote from King County. So you give a numerical way of having a conservative thought process, you know, energy choice is something that conservatives are for, that we can get across collectively across the state a decision. And yet we didn't take King County. King County was still a no. So this is a great pattern, because the lie is you got to have King County to win anything. And so the truth is, no, we just have a numerical pattern to do that. And so congratulations and good job with that. It's a great source that we can use to replicate on other conservative ideas.
Yeah, I think the key is identifying those very specific issues that have broad appeal, right? Beyond sort of just this is a conservative idea. We didn't win just because Republicans and conservatives voted for this. We did win because they did, but we won because this issue impacts, you know, look, people on the left like to cook just like people on the right, right? And they have very fancy and, you know, very basic gas stoves and cooktops too, right? This is a thing that impacts sort of across the board,
it does,
homes and families and affordability. And I think that's sort of something that if our, you know, if the center right movement wants to sort of make victories about things that provide more freedom to the individual, we probably need to start with those things that actually impact more people than just your specific sort of group.
Yeah,
which
exactly.
Which natural gas does. So
it's exactly right. So what we saw was we had just as many or more, what you might say, liberal voters vote for Initiative 2066. It shows me that they're persuadable to good ideas. That's powerful. I mean, you guys, and I think it's a huge celebration, especially when we live in such a state where oftentimes it's hard to get these common sense kind of decisions coming out of Olympia. So good job on that. Now, there are some places that people can go to get more information on I-2066, and this is the What's Next on BIAW. Tell us the web address. I have it here in the Washington Defender app, but walk us through what's coming up next with I-2066.
At BIAW.com, you can find all sorts of our latest news and call to action. So not only are we facing a challenge from the environmental community and your local governments using your tax dollars to overturn an election result, overturn democracy, which they have done at every step of the way on this initiative. They have tried to slow us down for ballot title. They sued the Democrat Secretary of State on how he was counting signatures. I mean, every single step of the way, they've tried to undermine democracy when it comes to the initiative process, which is a very unique, protected thing in our state constitution, as you said, Brian. But the next couple of things are we're defending this lawsuit. They have to sue the state, so the AG's office will defend it. We are robustly working, we'll work with the AG's office to help them and intervene and have that conversation and work with the state to defend the duly passed law of Washington in 2066. The other issue is that there are a number of entities that enforce the rules that 2066 directly told them to stop prohibiting, penalizing, and discouraging the use of natural gas. And one of those is the State Building Code Council. And this gets real wonky and real sort of builder nerd quickly here. But
let's pause it real quick. So it's the State Building Council, is that what we called it?
State Building Code Council, yes.
State Building Code Council, because I know we kind of had a pre-conversation. So you're going to give some action that people can take immediately after listening to this. So the State Building Code Council, go ahead.
So they're a group of people who are appointed to make make the rules around how we build houses.
And so this is the person I have to go to if I want to build a house to make sure I'm building it to code.
Well, you have to go to your local government, but they're the ones who set the rules of the local government.
I see. Okay,
so you need to sort of have an exit in a bedroom, a window in a bedroom, and you need to have sort of, you know, the safety, health and safety of the buildings that we build all have to fit within a variety of different types of codes. One of those big codes, the big expensive code for builders and for homeowners and for building owners and for people who are living in builders, is called the energy code. And that's where they have consistently and repeatedly discouraged, disincentivized, and ultimately banned because they've made it so impractical to use natural gas or propane in homes, in mm-hmm. new homes, and on significant remodels, and in businesses and commercial structures. Throughout the campaign, the no side said that if this passes, we're going to have to redo our energy code because it undoes some of the energy code pieces. This AG's office, in their ballot explainer, the voters' pamphlet, said that they're going to have to redo the energy code. So it became law on December 5th. We asked the building code to redo the building code council to redo the energy code because it's in violation of the 2066, which is now state law, and they have refused to do so. They have said, we're just going to do this, take it slow. We have other priorities. This doesn't matter. There's other things that we are more important, even though the people of Washington literally just told them they needed to do this. They've decided they're not going to do it. We have filed FBIW.
Let's pause there. So I want to make sure I'm hearing you right. So we as the people voted, and collectively, you know, 2 million votes or whatever it was, the people said, we want this energy choice. And if I'm hearing you right, I'm hearing you say that the administrative state or the code state, right, that place where regulations come in, is saying, well, we know that people said that, but we're going to follow the regulation that we had, or the code that we had, regardless of what the people say. Am I hearing, is that what you just said to me?
That's right. I mean, basically, that's right. We're not going to do anything. We're going to slow roll this because we know we think there's going to be a challenge and we don't like it. We've done this and we don't have to do this because we've been told to do other things. So they're sort of picking and choosing what portions of the law they'd like to enforce. And since they don't like this, they don't want to enforce it. We filed a lawsuit asking for the courts to tell the council that they actually need to do this, and they need to do this in a quick and timely manner, because the law right now says that our energy code, both for residential structures and commercial structures, cannot penalize, discourage, or prohibit the use of gas appliances in homes. And it currently does that. So, you know, yeah, if you're going to put a gas appliance in a home or use gas to heat your home, you have to put a bunch of other stuff in your house to qualify to get to be code compliant. And it's about $30,000 to $45,000 extra onto a house. If that's not discouraged or disincentivizing and basically practically banning the use of a gas appliance in a house, I don't know what is. So we are also asking for people to contact the Building Code Council members. They're all individual appointees, to tell them that they need to follow the will of the people and act, and ask them to actually take action quickly and to do some emergency rulemaking that actually makes the code comply with the law that is on the books today.
So their ability to contact these people, is that on that BAW?
It's on the BIW page, yes. And I can
Because that is incredibly important, where you start looking at, like, hey, you can take action by contacting these people and say, listen, we voted this in, you need to enact it. Now, there's things that will help and won't help. If you start getting rude, obnoxious, you know, that kind of thing, that's not going to help our cause. But if you are going to, you know, be professional, be polite, but be clear that you expect them to follow the law, that is completely acceptable. And so we will encourage you to go to the BIAW website. If you want to go through the Washington Defender app, we have a redirect over to that. But it's important that you communicate, because it's costing, if I heard you right, $30,000 more per new build. Is that accurate?
Right.
So we're already
in
a housing crisis and we're adding more money to build these houses. That's insane.
It's pretty egregious, and it's just, to me, it's wild. The Attorney General's office, in writing the voter pamphlet explainer, which I thought they did a pretty good job on 2066, I will say. I mean, I think they did a pretty neutral and good job of describing. They even said they're going to have to do this. The no campaign all the way through said that they're going to have to do this. And then they've just decided that, nope, we've decided we don't have to do it because we don't want to, and that would be hard. And we don't actually respect the will of the people of Washington. And that's what's so disheartening. I think elections are so important and so critical, whether they're for people or in issues, ballot issues like this, and to have it just sort of ignored by our government is really discouraging, and it really suppresses the people's willingness to actually engage in our elections. I think it's really damaging. It's damaging to just the very fiber of what our democratic republic is, on so many levels. And after so many years of these same people complaining about people on the right talking about voter suppression, to just do this, just to call the voters of Washington stupid and that we didn't know what we did. The people who voted for I-2066 are the same people who voted to elect Bob Ferguson the governor.
That's exactly right.
They're the same people who voted to, you know, voted for Kamala Harris for president. I don't think that, like, I don't understand why they got, you know, according to the powers, the majorities here, that they got those votes correct, but didn't get this one other vote correct. I think that is insane.
Yeah, and I think there's always a danger when government knows best for the people. No, the people know best. That's why we are a constitutional republic. I mean, and we have this right as initiatives and referendums within the state of Washington. It's a great right that we have, and we hold that power to ourselves. And so you've given them a practical step that they can take today. They can contact, you can take action. And here's why I want to encourage the listeners. Don't sit back and say, I'm a victim of this, I'm a victim of that. We've got to be people who stand up and begin to say, enough is enough. We voted on this. The people have spoken. This is now state law. Please follow the state law. Otherwise, we got to find a different route to go on this energy thing. And you start thinking about the housing costs and all that presses into new families. It's incredible. It's really important. And Jan, I just want to thank you so much for taking a stand and leading us through this charge of energy choice.
Well, we are, you know, I guess I didn't sign up. I didn't know at the beginning of 2024 we would be running an initiative and like dealing with lawsuits. But, you know, you do what you have to do. My members want to build affordable houses for the people of Washington. 2066 enables them to do that a little bit easier if it gets implemented as it should be implemented. I know, like, home is so important. Homes are important. They're important for society. They're important for our economy. They're important for just safety reasons. We have a housing crisis. People can't afford homes. We need to make it easier to build houses. We need to make it more affordable to build houses so that people can afford to get their piece of the American dream and build equity and, like, you know, live life independently and how they want to. But the other thing about this just doesn't affect just homes. It affects restaurants. It affects our manufacturing facilities. We've got a whole ton of, you know, potato process. All these folks use natural gas to do all of this. And when that gets shut off, all of those food prices go up or they go away. And that is really also a problem for homes, but it's also a problem for those businesses or the other things that we need in our life to function appropriately and in a way that's healthy and safe for our families.
So if you're listening and you've had enough, I want to encourage you to take the action step that Jan said is, you know, contact these people who are in charge of these codes and really let them know your perspective, that the people have spoke. They said I-2066, that we should have energy choice. We need clean energy. And this is where people miss it. Like, natural gas is one of the most affordable and clean energies that we can have across the state. And it powers more than just our stove. It really does. Is the backbone to a lot of energy creation within our state, outside of hydro, of course. But we look at this; it's a safe energy. It's a good thing. And I want to encourage you to take action. Jan, thank you for being on today on the Washington Defender podcast and allowing us to just walk this with you. If there's anyone wants to get a hold of you outside of this, how would they do that?
I think, you know, through our website, biaw.com, there's easy contact information. My email is also janh@biaw.com. It's real simple. So if they would like to get a hold of me and learn more, happy to do that. You know, I'm not always immediately a responder, but I'll try to respond to what I can.
Awesome. Well, Jan, thank you so much. And like we like to say around here, go out there and defend and advance conservative values in the public square. God bless.
Thanks, Brian.
All right. So then...